tài tử Kiều Chinh.
Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Fritzi Bodenheimer with Mario Ritter. This week on our program, we deal with the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas, Nevada.
We also talk about the defending champions of baseball's World Series, the New York Yankees. We look at the effects that team owner George Steinbrenner had on the business of sports.
More than 7,000 players competed this month in the World Series of Poker main event. To enter, they had to pay $10,000. For 13 days, player after player competed in games of No Limit Texas Hold'em. Finally, in the early morning of July 18th, only 9 remained. These card players, all men, will return to Las Vegas in November for the final table. The winner will leave with almost $9 million and the title of 2010 World Poker Champion. The winner also gets a World Series of Poker gold bracelet. But none of these so-called November 9 will leave empty-handed. The first finalist to lose will receive $800,000. The winnings go up from there. For example, the player who finishes in fourth place will still take home more than $3 million.
Last year, the World Series of Poker produced its youngest champion yet. Joe Catta of Michigan was just 21 last November when he won the main event. This year, a 22-year-old from Quebec, Canada, is the leader going into the final table. Jonathan Duhamel has never finished above the top 10 before. He says, "I don't have much tournament experience, but I'm confident in my game." He says he is going to spend the next few months playing in European poker events, but also having fun with his family and friends. 24-year-old John Dolan of Florida is in second place going into the final table in November. He is a successful online player, but so far his biggest win in live tournament play was $82,000. His mother and father spoke to reporters last week after he became one of the November 9. They said they were not sure about his decision to withdraw from university studies to play poker. But now, his father says he's a student of the game, and obviously, he's good at it.
Organizers of the World Series of Poker tournament in Las Vegas say attendance was up 20% from last year. Jack Effel is tournament director of the World Series of Poker. He says the many websites for online poker help card players sharpen their skills.
I think poker has spread like wildfire. I think obviously the ability to play online, to learn about the game, you know, from the comfort of your home is definitely and probably increased it more than anything else.
Poker also gets a lot of attention on TV and from stars who play, like Ben Affleck, Jennifer Tilly, Jason Alexander, and Shannon Elizabeth.
George Steinbrenner was called the boss. He owned the New York Yankees. His desire to win at all costs produced not only the most powerful team in Major League Baseball, it produced one of the most valuable sports teams in the world. Forbes magazine estimates the Yankees are worth $1.5 billion. Mr. Steinbrenner died July 13th at the age of 80. He had a heart attack at his home in Florida after several years of failing health. With his death, the Yankees remain under ownership of the Steinbrenner family.
George Steinbrenner led a group of investors to buy the Yankees for $10 million in 1973. At that point, they had not been American League or World Series winners since the early 1960s. Since then, they have won 11 American League pennants and 7 World Series championships.
Winning's important to me. It's second. It's second to breathing. Breathing's first, winning's second.
The boss was always competing for the best unsigned players in baseball. It used to be that players in professional sports could change teams only if they were traded, sold, or released. But in 1975, two pitchers in Major League Baseball, Andy Messersmith and Dave McNally, fought the system and won.
Soon after that, other sports leagues accepted the idea of free agency. Players could sign with any team once their contract expired, as sports economist Andrew Zimbalist explains.
Another way of looking at it is that a free agent in a sports league is the same thing as anybody else in the United States labor market. We're all free agents. If I wanted to as a professor, I could send out notes to 100 different universities and say, does anybody want to hire me? And I make my services available to everybody, and I can, at least in theory, I can get all those schools to compete against each other for my services.
At first, George Steinbrenner opposed free agency. He thought it would ruin baseball. But he quickly adapted to the new rules. He paid record amounts to sign two of the first free agents, pitcher Catfish Hunter and hitter Reggie Jackson. They powered the Yankees to World Series wins in 1977 and the following year.
Under George Steinbrenner, the Yankees made offers for nearly all of the best free agents, says sports economist Andrew Zimbalist.
He was one of the first individuals to take advantage of the new rules, and he pushed the envelope on salaries. He realized he was in this massive media market in New York, and that if he could bring great players to New York, they'd be worth a lot of money to him.
In 2007, the Yankees signed a 10-year contract with Alex Rodriguez for a record $275 million. The competition for the best players has forced up salaries for all players, not just free agents. In 1975, the average salary in Major League Baseball was just under $45,000. Last year, it was nearly $3 million.
High salaries in sports may be the cause of debate, but as economist Andrew Zimbalist points out, they are the effect of a free market.
And the reason they get so much money is because people love sports in the United States and elsewhere, and are willing to pay a lot of money to go to games, to buy tickets, to buy luxury seats, to buy the concessions. Corporations are willing to spend a lot of money to be corporate sponsors of these teams. And television stations are willing to pay a lot of money to broadcast their games. So the market system says that these players are worth a lot of money.
Unlike Major League Baseball, salaries in the National Basketball Association and some other leagues are capped. There are limits on how much team owners can spend. The idea is to help keep a competitive balance by preventing the wealthiest teams from getting all the good players.
In the NBA, some people think 25-year-old LeBron James could become the best player ever. The Cleveland Cavaliers drafted him out of high school in 2003. He stayed with them, but he was unhappy to never win a championship. On July 1st, after 7 years with Cleveland, LeBron James became a free agent. He has decided to play for the Miami Heat. Cleveland could have paid him $125 million over 6 years to stay. The most Miami could offer him was $96 million over 5 years. But he chose the Heat, so he can join two other newly signed stars, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. Sports economist Andrew Zimbalist says, the deal shows that money is not everything.
Because the NBA has a free agency system that has a maximum salary, that the players, in this case, were able to exercise their leverage in an unanticipated way by bringing the three of them together. And in turn, there might be an unanticipated outcome, which is that the Miami Heat might end up dominating the NBA for many years to come.
Andrew Zimbalist is the Robert A. Woods Professor of Economics at Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. His latest book, Circling the Bases, Essays on the Challenges and Prospects of the Sports Industry, will be published in September.
Last year, the New York Yankees moved into a new Yankee Stadium. Many people disagreed with George Steinbrenner's decision to tear down the original stadium from 1923. Others say it was a smart business move, like his decision to create a regional sports network on cable television. For many years, the voice of Yankee Stadium was Bob Shepard, the team's public address announcer. He started in 1951. He had to stop when he got sick late in the 2007 season. But he recorded the player introductions that were used in 2008 at the final game in the original Yankee Stadium.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the Yankee lineup. At shortstop, number 2, Derek Jeter, number 2.
Bob Shepard was nicknamed the Voice of God. He was also the stadium announcer for several other sports teams. He was 99 years old when he died at his home on July 11th. That was just 2 days before the death of Yankees owner George Steinbrenner.
Play ball!
Our program was written by Mike DeFabo, Steve Shy, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. You can watch a TV report on the World Series of Poker at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also read, download, and comment on all our programs. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Fritzi Bodenheimer. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.